This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Remember the iPad? It was a tablet device that got a lot of attention in times gone by, thinner than an Etch-a-Sketch. Apple has a spring marketing event tomorrow. It's dubbed Spring Loaded, where the company's expected to put the spotlight on new iPads, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
When the iPad first came out in 2010, lots of people bought one. Mikako Kitagawa is a research director at Gartner.
People got really excited about tablet when iPad came out, but then realized that, you know, there are limitations of doing things.
She says tablets are mostly for consuming, reading, watching movies. That's how she uses hers when she's doing chores.
Like folding the laundry in the bedroom. I get really bored and I just put the tablet and watching the movies and then putting away my t-shirts and my husband's t-shirts.
She also draws as a hobby and uses it for that. But that's pretty much it. On a tablet, it can be hard to type much or to edit documents or have multiple screens open. Over time, a lot of people concluded, like, I have a laptop, a work laptop, a smartphone, and a TV, and I can watch movies on those. I don't need a tablet. And tablet sales growth had fallen every year since 2015, according to Gartner, until the pandemic, when it jumped by 23%. Julie Osk is an analyst with Forrester.
The pandemic has had an impact on all of us in terms of being at home, needing more devices. Kids need more devices.
And there were times last year when it was hard to get a laptop. There was a shortage. So some people may have bought tablets instead. Also,
in a lot of cases, tablets, especially at the low end, can be more economical than a full-blown laptop or computer.
And she says tablets can make sense for some of the things we're doing more of these days, like remote exercise classes and Zoom calls. It's hard to say if tablet sales will continue to grow at the current rate, because it's really a question of how much we will return to our old habits after the pandemic. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.